v'teichlo l'ksubasa. Go and be meichel. Forgive, be meichel the ksuba to the father. That the father doesn't have to pay the ksuba. The ima, l'gabi yavua. Let your father hold on to the ksuba. And v'tir siminei, then later when your father dies, you'll yashin the money from your father. So that's the Yetzer. So Rashi of the Amrina, and afilu yerush meichel, like we had before, that even though they sold the shtar ksuba, the lacha is, if you meichel it, then the chila helps. So that was the Yetzer of Nachman gave his kohen, his relative. That if you don't want to lose the ksuba that you already sold, tell the daughter now to be meichel it. Like we had before, even a yerush, the daughter yashins the mother, there was no sons here, the daughter yashins the mother, so therefore, she could be meichel it. That was the Maisa. So Mara says now, Shoma Ozlo Achilsa. She heard this, the daughter, and she went and was a Meichelet. Rav Nachman at Charotah and said, no, Rav Nachman said, Osinu Atzmeinu Kiyocha Dayanim. It's not so nice what we did. We made ourselves like a Dayan to make the other person lose out. Now we felt there that the other person that bought the Ksuba lost out. So Mara says, like, what did he change his mind for? Mikora Maisava Lipsoif Maisava. What did Rav Nachman at the beginning think when he gave her this advice to keep the money? And what did he think at the end when he felt bad that he made the other person lose the ksuba? So Mar says, Mikor at the beginning, Savri, held the pasuk says, Umebsar cholot esalin. There's a pasuk that from your own blood means your own relatives, don't hold your eyes. There's an Indian to be nice to your own mishpacha, your own krovim, your own family, you have to help them out. So that's the way he wanted to help out his own family. This was his own family that was losing the ksuba, so he wants to go help them. But Lutzayf, at the end, he felt bad about it because he felt that Sover Adam Choshev Shani, it's not nice for Adam Choshev to do this. So Rashi Fishel Amedim Emenu, V'yeshi Yasu Ashla L'Kroivim. The Rav Nachman is a Choshev person, so it's not nice that people should learn from me how to do these things that people do at other places, which not really the Kariv. So from Rashi, it's Mashma, that for your Kariv, you're allowed to give them such advice. But Rav Nachman at Charotah, the other people will learn out, even though they're not relatives. Now, Gufa, before we learned, Omar Shmuel, what did Shmuel say? That ha-moichel shtar chayv l'chaveroi. If somebody sells the check to shtar chayv, if I have a shtar saying that Reuven owes me $1,000, and I sell this shtar now to Yehuda, a third person, v'chazer mochlei, and then Shimon goes and z'moichel, tells Reuven you don't have to pay it back anymore, halacher is mochel, that Reuven doesn't have to pay the money to Yehuda. V'yafilu yorvish mochel, even if Shimon dies, and Shimon's son, when he yashins it, says he wants to be meichel the mechilas eschal. Amr avun the brethren of Yeshua, v'pikeyachu, but Yishno, if the Yehuda, the person that bought the shtar, so now he has, if he be a smart person, that he wants to make sure that the malva will not be meichelit, like what happened here? First, Shimon lent $1,000 to Reuven. So Reuven wrote up a shtar to Shimon. Shimon has a shtar. Now Shimon is selling it to Yehuda. If Yehuda is going to be smart to be able to keep the shtar, what he should do is mekakash lezuzei, let him shake a few money, like let him shake money in front of him. In other words, let him give him a little bit more money. The cost of lashtar b'shmei, let him write up a new shtar in his name. If they write over a new shtar, it's like a new havor right now. Then he can't go ahead and be meichelet anymore. So if you have a new shtar, then his mechila, they can't make any kanunya between the two of them. So that's an etza. Make sure first they write up a new shtar with your name, as if to say Reuven owes the money directly to you. So Omer Amema says like this. But really what's happening now, when the middle person, Shimon, is meichel the money, really Yehuda, the third person, is losing out. Yehuda paid money to Shimon for the shtar. And now the middle person, the malva, Shimon, is being meichel the money. So Yehuda can't collect his money anymore. So really, Shimon, the Malv, is being mafsid, being mazik Yehuda. So Amar Memamemer says, Man de doyen dina de garmi. Whoever holds from the locha of dina de garmi is magvi bey demei shtorim alya. Enechanami, we make Shimon pay back the money to Yehuda. The exact amount of money. It's like a grum here. Rashi says, Man de doyen dina de garmi. Ha mechayi ve sagorim hes mechaveroi. If you hold that for grum alone, yechayi, like here. The middle person, Shimon, by him being Meichel the Choyb, was Gurim Yehuda to lose out. So if you hold Yechayiv, is Magdi Be Rashi says, by Shtorim in Amoichloi. We make Shimon pay all the money back to Yehuda. But man, the Lloyd, Doin Dina de Garmi, whoever else knows we don't hold from Dina de Garmi, Magdi Be Demei Nairi Vialma. We only make him pay up the money of the paper itself, that's all. Just the mei shtar itself. Rashi took the Baba Kama to Machlokes and Baba Kama, Perek Basra, and Perek Basra, and Mei Yisla Dim the Garmi. Ketanya, Nis Yashim, and it's a shower from Grum over there. I'm telling you, it's like a grummer. You don't actually hit the person, you only cause them to have the loss. So it's an indirect cause, are you chayy for that or not? Like over here. You didn't take away money from him directly, you just went and was Michael the chayy. So it's like an indirect, you caused him to lose out. So it's a shayla from Achleikas and Baba Kama, if you chayy to pay for that or not. One man the army is you only chayy to pay for mazik if you do an action. You have to mamish, take away his money, hit him, burn it, do something. But a grummer caused an indirect, you put him. So according to the Man Yom, it says, Yipot, Rashi says, that you only have to pay to May Naya B'yam, Rash Kleimer. Oymer, Shalai Mocha Lo Yel Ranir, for Ehu B'yotcha. I only sold you the paper, the paper has been your hand, pay me back the money for the paper, that's all. Rashi says, who will do a case like this? Ukfiya Rafram, the Rav Ashi, V'yag V'bei, Kikishur L'Tzalmi. There was a case like this, and he made him pay back, Gizunt the money, all the money. Is a lashon like Kitsura the Tzomach says Kleima Gibul Gomi made him pay back all the money. Kol lahefsed digdig b'gashir dagdik halakeach kor lotsa by tzuras. Like somebody buys a bean to carve it out to make a picture on it. That you buy exactly the size you need. Here also, like he held a doyen din of the garmi and that's the locha. Therefore, you have to pay back all the money. Omer ameima mishmei the rab chama haiman the ikolek subatisha. Let's say a man has a lot of chayvus, he owes a lot of money. First of all, he owes the ksuba sisha. He gave a get to his wife, he has to pay the ksuba. Obal chayv, he also has people that he borrowed money from, that he has to pay them back. Now, the yisle arya, the yisle zuzi, he has property and he has money. Well, who did he have to pay back what to? He has his ex-wife asking for the ksuba, and he has the bal chayvus, the people that he borrowed money from, saying, give me back the money. So the klal is, the bal chayv, mistakin le bezuzi. The people that you borrowed money from, you're supposed to pay them back with money. To your wife, for the ksuba, give her the karka. Hakidina vaikidina. Each one's like its own din. In other words, karka is meshubat for the ksuba. Mashenkin halvo, he lent you money, so therefore pay him back money. Vila yike lechad arya. What about if you only have one property, one land? For lechaz yel lechad, it's only good for one person. It's only good for one. Which one do you give it to? The Baal Chayv Yavinle Lishle Yavinle. You give it to the Baal Chayv and not to your ex-wife, not for the Ksuba. My time, what's the reason? Because Yaisim Imashish writes to Lisa, Isha writes to Nase. So Svarta said that Isha loses, she wants to get married more than the man wanted to get married. So for her to lose out of Ksuba is not so bad. Therefore, we say the man that has the Chiyah to pay back his Chayvois, they come first. The Isha, that she was married, like she gained on the deal. A lady wants to get married more than the man does. So therefore, the ksuba, if he doesn't have the money right now, we can't get the money away from the husband. That's what you say in the name of Rava. Somebody lent money to somebody. The Yisle Arya, and the person has field. The Yosei Bachayv, and now the Baal Chayv comes. The Katovi Minen, he wants back the money. I lent you money, pay it back to me. The Yomelin, the person says, Zil Shokam Yarya. I want you to take back from the karka, from the property I own. Even though he has money, he wants to pay him off with land. Is Amrin and Lay, we tell the person, no, Zil Zovinat, if that's what you want to do, so you go and sell the land. The Isi Havli, and go give me the money. Because he has a right to say, I lent you money, pay me back money. You only have property right now, so sell the property, give me back the money. Omale said back, Loi emali gufu diyu dechev. I didn't learn like that. And therefore, tell me over the exact mice exactly what happened. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding that pevav amar aleph. We're going to solve the last tomorrow, we said yesterday. Omale, 3/4 down. Omale rav popo le rav choma. Rav Papa came to Rav Chom and said to him, "Va'adai the Amrisu Mishmei the Rav, is it true what they say over the name that you said over the name of Rav? That Haiman Damaski Bezuzi, if somebody owes somebody money, Haiman Damaski Bezuzi, you're a Baal Chayv, you borrowed money, you owe somebody money, V'yisla Yarya, and now you have property, you have land, V'yosa bal chayv, that the malva, the person lent you the money, comes to collect his money. V'kotov aminei, he says, give me the money. I gave you $1,000. I want $1,000 back. V'yomalei, so the leiva said, zil shokam ayarya. You know, I have a ground here, land. Take the land. The land is worth $1,000. I'll pay you off with karka. So I heard over that you say over the name of Rava, that Rava said, I'm reading late. We tell the person, Zil Zavanat, the person has the Malva has a right to tell the Leiva, you go and sell the property. The IC, Havle, and give me the money. That's what the Leiva could say back. That's what the Malva could say back to the Leiva. When it comes to collect his money, and the Leiva only has Karka, the Malva, the one that's collecting, has a right to say, I'm not going to take Karka. You go and sell your property, and give me the money of it. So Rav Chama said back, no, I never said that over. Rav never said such a lach like that. That normal, when you go to collect money, if he has money, you get money. But if he only has karka, you only take the karka. So he said, like, Emily Gufa the Yuvdech Heavy. But tell me exactly the story, the case that happened. In other words, still I heard over like this. I heard over such a maisam that they forced the Leiva to sell his property, to give him money. So Amalei said back, it was true, there was a case like that, but that was a special case. There the case was, really the Leiva had money. He really had $1,000 around. Just he said, you know what, when they came to collect the money, he told the people, this $1,000 belongs to a guy, it's not my money. So therefore, it's like a kenas. Since who also shloike hagen, he did something not nice. By holding back his own money, by saying it belongs to a guy, instead of giving it, he said it belongs to a guy. Lefikach, therefore, also by shloike hagen. They also did something back to him, shloike hagen also. They said, true, even if you want to lie and say the money belongs to the guy, but listen, you do have property, you do have karka, we're going to force you, tell you, to sell the karka and pay up with the money. But only because really the person had money. But in the case where the leiva doesn't have any money on hand, all he has is just property, then the lacher is, he has a right to pay up with the karka. And he doesn't have to sell it. If the malva wants, the malva could sell it. Omalei Rav Kana Rav Papa. Rav Kana says Rav Papa. Lididoch, according to you, Rav Papa, the Yamrit, your shita in Mesecht Erechin is that Priyas Bal Chayv Mitzvah. There's a mitzvah. If you borrowed money from somebody, when it comes time to pay back the money, it's a mitzvah. That's called the mitzvah saseh, to pay back the chayvus that you borrowed. Rashi says, the pasuk says, Hin tzedek, shehein shaloch tzedek, v'lav shaloch tzedek. Gemara bar Mitzvah. That since you said you would pay back, there's a mitzvah saseh to keep your words and to pay back. So therefore, Rav Kani asked Rav Pop, according to you, what's going to be lo nichalei del eved mitzvah? Mai. If the person doesn't want to pay the money back, he doesn't want to do the mitzvah, what can we do to him? So he says, Omalei said back to Nina, we learned that the medvar mamurim, when do we give malchus, like Rashi says, when do we give somebody malchus, the like aboyim, the mitzvah loisasei? If the person is being over a lav hatayra, abo the mitzvah sasei, when we're talking about to force somebody to do a mitzvah sasei, could go in like in a case. Shoim rim lo yasei sukkah. We want to tell the person, it's sukkah now, you have to eat inside the sukkah. We tell the person, go make a sukkah. The yein oisa, the person doesn't listen, he doesn't want to make a sukkah. Or else lulav, we tell him, listen, go get yourself a lulav. It's sukkah now, it's a mitzvah. The yein oisa, the person doesn't want to do it. So what's the halacha? Halacha is in the mitzvah.